Right, today's reading comes from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. The Jewish leaders tried to trick Jesus. Then the Pharisees left the place where Jesus was teaching. They made plans to catch him saying something wrong.
Hang on. What sort of faces have we got? Do you think they're being sneaky?
They sent some men to Jesus. They were some of their own followers and some from a group called Herodians. They said, "Teacher, we know you are an honest man. We know you teach the truth about God's way. You are not afraid of what others think about you. All people are the same to you. So tell us what you think. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?"
What do you think? How are they feeling right now? I think they're feeling pretty pleased with themselves. Very clever.
But Jesus knew that these men were trying to trick him. So he said, "You hypocrites."
What? Shock.
"Why are you trying to catch me saying something wrong? Show me a coin used for paying the tax." They showed Jesus a silver coin. Then he asked, "Whose picture is on the coin? And whose name is written on the coin?" They answered, "It is Caesar's picture and Caesar's name."
Some of you have already found the coins in your bag. That's right. This is the coin. Now I hold it up. And do you think they were quite pleased with themselves? They know the answer to this one.
Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." When they heard what Jesus said, they were amazed. They left him and went away.
How do you think they felt then? Amazed? Yeah? And a bit sad, perhaps, that their plan had failed. So what do you think about these Pharisees in our story then? Are they good people? No, they were a bit sneaky, weren't they? Yeah? They were trying to trick Jesus. I wonder why they were doing that. Well, this story takes place in quite a whirlwind of a time. Jesus has just arrived triumphantly into Jerusalem. And he's teaching the crowd. And everybody is thinking, yes, this is it. This is the one. He's coming to free us from the rule of the Romans. Because they all thought that the Messiah would be someone who would be a military leader, defeat those Romans. And they were excited that this Jesus could be the one to set them free. Everywhere Jesus went, he attracted huge crowds. People loved him. They received him gladly. But all they got from the Pharisees was judgment. The only thing that the Pharisees looked at with the people was their sin. And they had a lot of contempt for the common people. We always need to guard against that. But it's not our job to judge other people. It is our job to bring them the good news. The Pharisees saw Jesus with the common people, and they saw them cheering him and how much they loved him, and they couldn't stand it. They were envious and jealous and suspicious of all this popularity. And they hated him because he exposed them. Before Jesus had come, it was the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, all of that higher level of the church, they were the ones who set the moral standard. They were the ones who sat in the highest chair. They were honoured and celebrated. But Jesus taught that all their virtue was just pretense. They were jealous of Jesus, of his huge popularity, but they were also afraid. They were afraid that he was going to stir up the people and make them rebel, and potentially there could be a huge bloodbath as the Romans rolled in to take power again. And they were also afraid of losing their own power and authority. And so this is why they were scheming against him. They wanted to take him down a peg or two. They wanted to remove him before he could cause any trouble. So they plotted to undermine him with this question. And it was a very topical one at the time. There is some debate, actually, which coin it was that Jesus was referring to. But it's usually thought to be the Roman denarius, one that you've got in your bags, so you can see. And stamped on that coin is the head of the Caesar ruling at the time, Tiberius. And there's an inscription around the edge as well. And we know that that inscription referred to Tiberius as being divine, or son of the divine Caesar Augustus. And we know that that would have been quite offensive to the Jews. To say that somebody's a divine is to say that they are a god. And there is only one God. But we also know that there had been a lot of trouble, a lot of revolution drawn up. Because when the Romans introduced these taxes, it made people very unhappy. So this was a question that was designed to divide. If Jesus said, yes, you must pay your taxes, then all the people would be very cross with him, because people hated the Romans. But if he said no, well, then the Romans would be very cross with him, and they could arrest him for inciting the people not to pay their taxes. But Jesus didn't play their game. I don't know about you, but this is the kind of answer that I think about 10 minutes afterwards, that I wish I'd come up with at the time when something like this happens. It is an absolutely brilliant answer that totally undermined all of that trickery. He asked them, whose image is on the coin? And they said, Caesar's. They couldn't have anticipated his reply. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's. The coin was Caesar's, a simple bit of metal. That's all it is. But what is God's? You are God's. Every one of you, and every bit of you. You are made in his image, and Jesus is calling you to give your whole selves, every part of your life, to him. He wants you to be as clear an image as you possibly can be. Not just a faded outline, but an image that is worth imitating. We have to live our lives with one foot in the earthly world and one foot in the heavenly kingdom. But the desires of the earthly world are not what we are called to take notice of. Our calling lies in bringing about God's kingdom and ensuring the salvation of his people. So how are you doing this? What image are you displaying to the world around you? Is it the image of Christ, or is it your image? Are you building his kingdom or your own? Are you doing good for others or just for yourselves? We are called to be the image of God in this world. And there are many ways that we can do it. And I want to spend a little bit of time now. Within your badge, you have got a paper plate which is meant to represent a coin. And I'd like you to think about, what is it about you that is the image of God in the world today? What is it that you do that you think would make God happy as he watches? How can you reflect a better image? What is it that you can do? That might just be being friends with somebody. Maybe being kind to mum and dad and doing as you're told. It might be some charitable purpose that you're being called to do out in the world today. It might be some vocation that you're being called to. Only you know, because we are all equipped differently and we all serve differently. So draw your coin, God's coin, that shows your image reflecting his. And enjoy.